Hey, before we get started, if you are ready to pass your exams and become a licensed architect, you're going to want to listen to this. We are revolutionizing architectural education. It is my goal and mission to help as many people as possible become licensed architects while still maintaining their happiness. So introducing The Architecture of Play. This is our secret podcast series that will transform the way you study and prep for your ARE. Imagine having a happy work-life balance while also pursuing your dream of becoming a licensed architect. I promise you, it is possible. Our 7-episode private podcast gives you exclusive access to the secrets that can make this dream a reality. Remember, the more fun you have, the more likely you are to pass your exams and become a licensed architect. Start listening today at dci.beyoungdesign.com/secret podcast. Don't miss out. This is going to transform your exam prep and help you enjoy the process of becoming a licensed architect. All right, enjoy the episode. Look at the failed exam for what it is rather than identifying as a failure. Let's talk about ways to overcome when you have failed an exam. So my favorite kind of term that I've heard recently that I love, and I got it from Tiffany Rowe, who's a therapist and she's awesome. I went on a retreat with her about a year ago, and her tagline is feel, deal, heal. And I love this because it's so simple, but it's so true, and it's so many people are not doing it. So when we have something that happens that we don't love, like say a failed exam, it's so easy to push it away or move on or not tell anybody or just totally put the exams out of our mind because we don't want to face that again. And so what that does is it buries it. So it's always a little bit under there, which now we associate our exams with this experience that we've had, right? Life is all about our perception, and reality is our perception. And most time our perception or our expectations of what's going to happen is influenced by our past experiences. And so when we have a past experience that's negative, then we're going to either want to avoid or prevent or disregard so that we don't experience that same unwanted experience again. So it's just like, you know, say you tried something that you didn't like as a kid. Say you ate cilantro and you hated cilantro and it tasted gross and it tasted soapy and you didn't want it in your mouth anymore. Now our perception of reality is that cilantro is gross and we want to not experience that again. And so we are going to avoid having cilantro. And it is this is like the most random. By the way, I come up with all these things very random off the top of my head. So sometimes they're a little out there and just go with me. So basically, we're going to avoid that, right? We're not going to want to experience that again. And our reality is now influenced by that past experience when we were 5 or whatever. So if you don't properly move through the healing of that experience and really understand it and understand what it means of that failed exam, then your brain is going to work real hard to avoid going through that again. And how does that happen? Through procrastination, through not doing it at all, through anxiety, through telling ourselves that we're not ready, constantly rescheduling. Our brain and our ego works really hard to protect ourselves from unwanted experiences. And so if we just associate these exams with that unwanted experience, then we're not going to stay consistent and we're not going to get in there and pass. So what we do is we feel the emotions. We take time to process them and we don't dwell on them for too long, but we make sure that we do feel them. And when you feel them and you process them and you start to understand them, then you can start healing them. Because once you release that initial buildup of energy and emotions, you can start seeing it from a more logical perspective, and it starts taking a lot of that emotion out, which then allows you to see the experience more clearly in order to come up with the steps that are needed for the next X steps in order to take and pass the exam. So you have to feel the emotions in order to deal with the emotions. You feel it, you go through it, you don't dwell on it for too long, but you feel it in order to deal with it. And when you're dealing with it, the goal is to really feel those emotions and work through them so that they're not so overwhelmingly strong. So you can start seeing the whole experience with a clearer understanding in order to know what steps are needed to move forward. When we feel it, then now we can deal with it and then we can heal from it. And so once we deal with it, now we can heal from it. We can look at it more objectively. We can release a lot of that energy that it's placed on us, and then we can heal it, and then we can move on and we can take our exam with a clearer energy. Okay, so now you've healed from it. Now what you can do is you can figure out what that failed exam means. We've gone through the emotions. Now how do we actually change or analyze the information so that we don't deal with that again? Now again, these exams have a 55% pass rate. I'm not saying that you're not going to fail again. You might. It might happen. You might fail an exam multiple times. But when you have the right systems in place, you can stay more consistent and you can look at the failed exam for what it is rather than identifying as a failure. So let's talk about that for a second. What is a failed exam? A failed exam is literally just data. So what do I mean by that? A failed exam is literally just data telling you what you need to know. It's telling you where you need to improve in your studying. It's literally just numbers and information to tell you what you need to focus on. When I failed my exams, I felt very overwhelmed. But when I looked at what that information was telling me, I was not proficient enough in certain areas. And I went back and I started to study those areas. I thought, oh yeah, I don't really have a deep understanding of this. And so really that failed exam was literally just data telling me what I needed to understand more. And I am such a better architect now because of it, because the data told me what I still needed to improve on. So when we get a failed exam, we have to stop turning that into an identity. We have to stop taking that in as I failed because I'm a failure or because I'm not meant to do this. No, the exam was not passed because the data was not proficient enough. The information that went in was not there yet. So what do I need to do? I need to look at the information. I need to look at the data to tell me what steps to make to move forward. And I get it. Sometimes these exams can feel really unfair. Sometimes you spend months studying for an exam and you get in there and you're like, what are they trying to sabotage me? This information is totally out of left field. It's stupid. I hate it. But that's not the way to pass. Dwelling on that information is not the way to pass. The way to pass is just use the data, figure out what it's telling us, and then move forward. Now, there's tons of other aspects like figuring out what your best personality is for studying. This is a huge game changer because what works for some people doesn't work for other people. And so understanding yourself can make a big difference. Now, I go deep into this inside Mind Over ARE, but I also have a free quiz that I offer called the ARE personality type. And you can go in there. It's like 60 seconds, not even. Take this quiz, find out what the best personality style is for you for studying so that you can optimize your studying. So I'll leave a link here so that you can go take that quiz. I also have a study note workshop that I do that really teaches you how to optimize your note-taking strategies based on this personality. And so this is a huge game changer too, because reading a textbook front to back and doing flashcards doesn't work for everybody, and it's not the way everybody should study. So go take that quiz so that you can find out what works best for you, because that can be a game changer too. So what do I mean by this? We're analyzing the data and then we're figuring out what worked and what didn't. What type of study methods worked for you in the beginning, but what didn't? And if you're just doing the same thing over and over, you have to understand that that's not the way to create change. We have to change in order to create change. So if you are failing one exam over and over, you've got to look at that. And it's not just the study content. Yeah, maybe it is the resources you're studying, but it could be also the way you're studying. Maybe there's not an accountability aspect that you need. And so you want to join a group program where you can study with others like Mind Over ARE. And then you have that accountability. You have other outside perspectives. And that goes into your personality too, because a lot of us learn well when we are explaining things or we're talking out loud, or we're in discussions with others. But the majority of people who are going through these exams are doing it by themselves without anyone else near them who understand what they're going through. When you don't understand what they're going through, it's not like they're going to be sitting and having discussions with you, right? So finding a community where you can collaborate and have open discussions and actually speak out loud, because that can rewire our brain and help us, that is huge too. So if you keep failing and you've been studying by yourself over and over and you don't want to look outside of that, stop doing that. Stop doing that and instead start finding a community where you can do it different. Finding additional resources is great, but also make sure that it's not just, oh, I need this. Oh, they did that. Oh, I need this. This is the only way I can study is watching these videos or reading this textbook is not always the way to do it. So that is my tips for you.